We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maxie, how are you?
Good. How's Dave doing?
Doing pretty doggone good. I was going to ask you about, you and I chatted a bit about some of the baseball rules on field. What I didn't point out the other day, and I was reading more about it, and I wanted to bring it up with you. This one just cracks me up almost. Of note, Mike, base coaches will not be allowed to leave their coaching boxes.
What are they going to do?
That's not. Yeah, that's not going to happen, is it? I don't see that happening.
I mean, that's part of the deal. Now they don't have to throw balls into the crowd anymore. You know, that's one thing they do a lot of times when they get a foul ball. But obviously they go down the line quite a ways when you look at guys coming around third base and this is just an aside note. Yesterday on Fox Sports North in the morning, they were playing the 1988 All-Star Game, ALNL All-Star Game. And I didn't realize this, but as I watched it, it had to be the most Minnesota flavor that I've ever seen, because there was a play where Dave Winfield was coming around third base, and that's what I was thinking about that. And the third base coach was halfway down the line stopping him. But in that game, Tom Kelly was the manager because they'd won the World Series the year before. And he had his entire coaching staff with him, Dick Sutch, Wayne Twilliger, all of them were there. Tim Laudner, Kirby Puckett, Frank Viola were in it. And then you had Paul Molitor, Dave Winfield, and Terry Steinbach, who was the MVP of the game by hitting a home run off of Dwight Gooden. But all those Minnesota guys were in that 1988 All-Star Game. I watched that and I thought, holy cow, that is a lot of Minnesota flavor sitting out there. There's been some pretty good players, obviously, and when you see it in retrospect. And I think at one point in time it was Canseco, followed by Winfield, followed by Ripken, followed by Mark McGuire, was part of the lineup that you had to face. So it was just fun stuff. That's just a reflection on. Obviously, things have changed. But, yeah, there'll be some different things out there. And those third and first base coaches will be wearing masks, too. So they're going to have a tougher time communicating with the players on those hot days out there in the sunshine. You have fun with that.
You make me think, too, of Winnie and Herbie and Molly and all those guys, Mike, because that's pretty good for a shortened season in Minnesota, which those guys in their day had to deal with. And now you have far more indoor training facilities.
Yeah.
So you recognize how good those athletes were that could pull that off. Because,
yes,
you know, I think if David played multiple sports, Paul played multiple sports,
yep,
Herbie could play multiple sports. I mean, Tim Laudner.
They weren't playing on some club team in the wintertime and going to a batting cages because he didn't have batting cages. You just had to do it, and your point is very well taken. They did it. And there, I'm not, maybe Jack Morris was in that game too as well. I don't even know, but he started two All-Star games as starting pitcher, and he grew up in that same 70s era. Of course, all Hall of Famers. But, yeah, there was no place to go throw and hit in the wintertime. You dealt with the spring, and you had your Legion season, and there were no 45-game season. You just played what you played, and maybe that says something about whether you have it or you don't, you know.
Here's the other weird thing that's going to happen. Another rule this year will be no more lineup cards exchanged before the game. I kind of look forward to that because I knew the first pitch was coming in a few seconds after that.
Yeah, they come out there, and, you know, sometimes as a manager, he'd send one of his underlings out there to do the lineup cards, and the umpires would go over the rules. I don't know how many times they have to go over the ground rules on Major League stadiums. Amateur parks, it's much different when those umpires stand out there and talk to the coaches, because it's like, you know, If it goes beyond the first base dugout there, there's a little that fence there hasn't been fixed. If the ball goes underneath there and gets lodged, tell your first baseman to put his hands up me, and then we'll come and check it. And if it goes out there beyond right field, there's a spot there where there's a hole in the fence. And if it rolls near there at all, tell him. And yeah, that's what you do when you're doing the amateur games. But in the major league games, that's what that is. They come out there and they go over whatever it is, or they have questions, and the managers try to bait the umpires and say, hey, we need that low strike tonight, and all those things. That's all part of the game.
Yeah, town ball is great because the car pulls up over in right field, usually leaves his lights on. That's Maxie's dad. Just have to shut him off before it gets dark.
We told him shut it off or come between innings, but he won't listen.
You know, I don't know about your park, Maxie. Well, I know I've been there, but in our park, which is also a very nice small town park, cars could park at one time all kind of around from third base to first base, all around basically the field.
Yep.
And then when the umpire would stop the game and walk down and, you know, chastise whoever had their lights on, and if they didn't notice, everybody started honking their horns.
Honking the horn, and then people honked the horn if there was a home run. Yeah, we did the same thing. And part of the reason is mosquitoes can be so bad, so some people would just pull up, and that way they could stay in the comfort of their car without getting eaten by the mosquitoes.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyway, so we'll talk with Thad Levine coming up this morning on WCCO. What are you hearing about hockey, by the way? Anything?
They keep practicing. A lot of guys are at different facilities throughout the Twin Cities, and they're working out hard, and it's generally speaking, it's guys from different teams, and it's, you know, four or five to a group, and they've got one coach that they entrust themselves to for skating skills, whatever, and they're going in shifts, and they're getting a lot of ice time in right now. These guys are getting a lot of skating in during the week. And then Trier Rink, if you're a Wild player, is another option. But because you got to commit there and stay there once you go, a lot of guys are not. They've got different places that they're skating at, and it could be their home rinks if they're not from here as well. But they haven't. It's not like they're all going to Trier. A lot of them are staying outside of that and just working out on their own on individual things. But the ice time has been eaten up at a lot of the rinks around here by professional players, and I'm sure college players too, and to an extent high school where they can get in. That ice time now that you can go out on the ice is just gone. And then I think it's tomorrow you can start, on another note, you can start going indoors at high schools. I think it's July 1st that you can go in there. Double check that if you got any questions. You can go inside and start training. So if you want to use the weight room and things like that, I think tomorrow is the next phase of that opening, July 1st, where you can start to use some of the facilities that you've got.
Well, one of the exciting things for Mike Max and myself is coming up, and even though we may violate this a little bit during the course of the year, the official start of baseball means opening day for us as well. And whether that's July 23rd or 24th, I'm not quite sure the date, but Mike and I will have that figured out.
No.
And again, this year we ask everybody to join us virtually, Mike, because we can't physically have that group of people that joins us when we collectively, you know, at the sound of theme music, we all collectively open our bags of Old Dutch chips together, and we've had a beautiful, actually quite emotional opening day for many, many, many years with Old Dutch.
Yep, and then we all at one time crunch our first chip of the season, and we do it
together.
Like I said, this year will be virtually, so it'll be a little bit different. And we've got some bells and whistles tied into it. There's a few surprises that we can't talk about, but we all do the first crunch in sync. And we're working on technically getting some recording mechanisms so that eventually we'll be able to take this and put all the tracks, different tracks together in our Old Dutch studio and bring one collective crunch together. And we've had some questions about this, and we've really opened it up and said, you know, all flavors are welcome. You know, in years past,
we
said we'll just do the traditional chip. But given the, you know, 60-game season and all the things that are changing, we want people to be comfortable too. So we're not going to say it's going to be just one chip or just you got three chips to choose from. We've opened it up, so there's more than 20 different chips out there on the marketplace, and so many people want to try the new ones for the first time that day. And we're just saying, well, if you haven't done the prime rib yet, go for it. The mac and cheese, all that stuff. go for it, because this is a different year, a different era, but we'll collectively do that. And, well, I think it's going to be fine. At least some of the feedback, I saw some of the emails that you got, you forwarded me there the other day, mm-hmm. pretty exciting.
Well, it doesn't get much better. I mean, you wait for this. We had to postpone a little bit because of everything. But mm-hmm. And now I will say, too, that many people, you have different ways to open. I think part of this, and you'll see it when we do that video montage afterwards, where we see the different ways people open their bags
open
of
the
Old
chips,
Dutch
yep.
chips. Some bring a scissors. The only thing we ask that you don't run with it when you bring that with. And then, you know, they might tear them. Some actually still use their teeth. I don't know if I'd go that route.
Yep.
But the point is, we see all these variations. And, again, it'll be all in that big montage afterwards.
Yes.
And I'll frankly, Mike, that's where the tears show up, when people see how they
that's
open
where the
their
tears
bags.
Show. Well, then last year, the guy, you know, he got the kind of the air bubble going. Then he pops it as hard as he can with a fork. And the chips kind of go everywhere. But it's almost a celebration because it's the first bag of the season. For him, you know, his wife didn't look that happy, but
no.
Yeah, it was things like that happened that we didn't anticipate. The one guy, he's like trying to find something, and finally finds a fingernail clipper, and he puts that little prong on, and boom, he just jabs it, and you know it works. It's probably not ideal, but it gives you an idea of the creativity. When you're hungry for a chip, you're going to find a way. When there's a chip, there's a way. We always say, and to see the creativity that people use to get to those chips and get to them when they want.
Well, it's the smile on the faces. And, again, you'll see this when we do the virtual opening day coming up here July 23rd to 24th.
Yep.
We just got to get that
firmed Everybody
up.
With a different bag marching in. It's pretty cool.
And this year, and I tell you, part of the reason Mike talked about having every chip, usually we use the traditional, one with the windmill on it, the regular potato chip. But this year, because we're introducing two new chips, or four new chips. We've got the Old Dutch Ripple potato chips, of course, and we've got a new dill pickle there. We've got the Buffalo Mac and Cheese Ripple. We got the Dutch Crunch Prime Rib Potato Chips. We got the Ripple Appetizers on the Go, Korean Barbecue Street Taco Potato Chips. So they're all going to make their appearance this year on opening day for Old Dutch, and I can't tell you how excited we are.
Yeah, and they'll show up in different times in our video production as well. That you'll get, if you're saying, well, I'm not that acclimated with those four chips, this is going to be a great time for you to kind of see it, because they're kind of woven in to our overall production. We start with, obviously, the originals and the old windmill and, you know, what it looked like back in the 30s and the potato farms, and kind of work our way from there. But that'll all speak for itself once we get the video complete.
Yeah, this isn't like we pulled our phone out and put it together and TikTok.
No.
This is the professional look. So, olddutchfoods.com. Check out their website. Check out those four new chips. Maxie, I'll check you out in 1 hour again, if you don't mind.
You got it. Thanks, Steve.
Mike Bax, WCCO Sports.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.